That's right. This is Back to Back, a show where every week we cast a spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnir Thing.
This week on the show, we go back to back into the discography of My Chemical Romance.
So why My Chemical Romance? The band has put out their first bit of music since 2014. The new song is called The Foundations of Decay, to the delight of many diehard fans that thought that the band was done after the announcement of their breakup. So this week, we're putting the spotlight on one of the mainstays and cultural icons in 2000s rock music.
Yeah, they came back in 2019, right? And just out of nowhere. It's quite crazy. A bit of background, if you need it, the band was formed in the wake of the September 11 attacks after frontman Gerard Way witnessed the World Trade Center's towers fall. During that time, he was an aspiring comic book artist and was interning, interestingly, at Cartoon Network. But after that life-altering incident, cartoons felt hollow and decided to pursue music as it was something that he secretly wanted to do.
With a newfound motivation, he formed the band alongside original drummer Matt Pelizier. And being a guitarist that couldn't really multitask, Gerard Way decided to recruit guitarist Ray Toro so that he could concentrate on vocals. Mikey Way, who happens to be the brother of Gerard Way, would join the band on bass guitars, and the lineup would be complete with the addition of guitarist Frank Iero.
The band's name came from Mikey Way, who came across the title of an Irvin Welsh book called Ecstasy, Three Tales of Chemical Romance, while Mikey was working in a bookshop. Their debut album, I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love, was recorded just 3 months after the band formed and gained their initial fan base on, where else, MySpace.
Of course, MySpace. Over subsequent releases, the band would go on to be one of the most long-lasting and iconic rock bands around that flourished in the sounds of alternative rock and emo, although the band would come to hate that term emo later on in their career. In 2013, the band would announce their breakup after just 4 full-length albums, but made a comeback reunion in 2019 for a show that sold out in 4 minutes despite the steep prices. Subsequent concerts would also be sold out in minutes, cementing their status as one of the most endearing bands to come out of the emo punk rock era of the 2000s. Kerrang! Magazine even stated that no other band has had such a musical or cultural impact like My Chemical Romance over recent years. Tomorrow, we are going track by track into their iconic and best-selling album, The Black Parade, so do stay tuned for that. That's happening tomorrow. But today, we are featuring hits from the band throughout the years, from their debut album all the way up to their latest single.
That's right. We're going to kick it off with the first bit of work, like often mentioned, in over 8 years, and their first since announcing their reunion pre-pandemic. This one's a throwback almost to their roots, emo rock with hardcore and prog elements, especially in the second half of this sprawling 6-minuter. It's a nod to the Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge era with its Catholic imagery that played a massive role in that album release. In Foundations, this next track, the band also revisit those roots with a portion of the track devoted to death and sainthood.
The beginnings of a new album, perhaps it's completely unclear as of now, although My Chemical Romance has been planning to return for years now, and this release feels raw and fresh as if it was a natural result for the band to eventually get back together all these times. So let's head right into the brand new track from My Chemical Romance, kicking off this week's Back to Back. My Chemical Romance, The Foundations of Decay, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Time with it.
back to back on BFM 89.9 from Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. That was, of course, My Chemical Romance, and thank you for the Venom. Three Cheers, of course, an iconic My Chemical Romance release, and their first with a major label, which is Reprise Records, and also one that went platinum in just over a year of its release.
Yeah, that tune was representative of their sound in the Three Cheers era, fast punk and searing, jagged riffs with frantic and breathless vocals. The first line of the tune is, "Sister, I'm not much of a poet, but a criminal," is reference to the Morrissey song, "Sister, I'm a Poet." And on the vinyl version of the single, they also did a Morrissey cover in the track Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, this week myself, Daryl Ong and Off New Thing are diving into My Chemical Romance. They just released their first bit of music in 8 years. But tomorrow night on Track by Track, we're going to be looking at their seminal release, Black Parade. But today, another one from Three Cheers, the fourth and final single from the album, and also the last album to feature founding drummer Matt Palliser.
Yeah, it's a track that tells listener of the protagonist's longing for his missing love and frustrations from worrying that he'll never complete his task to bring her back. The band's frontman, Gerard Way, told MTV that this song was inspired by Alan Moore's Watchmen comic, which we'll hear more about real soon in the show, which featured a perfume ad with the tagline, "Oh, how the ghost of you clings." Check it out, My Chemical Romance, The Ghost of You, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
I see mental.
You're tuned into Back to Back with myself, Daryl Ong, and Off New Ting. And that was My Chemical Romance and Surrender the Night, a track that can be found on a compilation album called Conventional Weapons, which is basically a release that didn't make the cut as a successor to the band's magnum opus, The Black Parade. My Chemical Romance will eventually start from scratch and release Danger Days, The True Lives of Fabulous Killjoys, their fourth and final release in 2010.
Yeah, years later they decided to release those songs, but instead of a regular album rollout, the band decided to release songs in stages between October 2012 and February 2013 in 5 volumes. You're currently locked into Back to Back with myself, Off New Ting, and Daryl Ong. This week on the show, we are diving headfirst into the discography of My Chemical Romance. And why My Chemical Romance? They just dropped a brand new single called The Foundations of Decay, and today, handpicking a few selections from their discography. Up next is the first single from their debut album, their Introduction to the World, if you will. It's a metaphoric critique on society. The vampires here represent greedy and ambitious human beings.
Yeah, during the recording of this debut, very interesting story here. Frontman of the band, Gerard Way, had to undergo an emergency dental work. Came back to the studio in the days from the pain mats, and producer and also the founder of Eyeball Records, Alex Saavedra, promptly hugged Gerard Way and then suddenly just punched him in the mouth. Gerard Way was furious and poured all his pain and anger into the recording session, and you know what, he nailed this next track in the first take. Also, as a side note, Thursday's frontman Jeff Rickley is also credited as a producer on this debut album. Check this one out, My Chemical Romance, Vampires Who Never Hurt You, right here on Back to Back BFM 89.9.
Keep your soul like a secret in your-
Another one from the Conventional Weapons volumes. It's My Chemical Romance with Mick Room. That track marked the band's final release of studio material before their breakup, not on an LP, but instead on a compilation of 10 unreleased songs that were recorded in 2009 prior to the making of the band's fourth studio album, Danger Days.
Yeah, the Conventional Weapons volumes, according to guitarist Frank Arrow, and the reason for shelving those tracks was not because they weren't up to par, but because it happened to be created in the wrong place at the wrong time. The whole series is produced by Brendan O'Brien, who did work with AC/DC, Pearl Jam, Bob Dylan, so despite all its flaws, the Conventional Weapons release was beautifully produced. This week on the program, diving into My Chemical Romance discography. And the next one is one from their latest release.
Yeah, it leads us nicely to this next track. You know, My Chemical Romance hit a new low after they scrapped their first incarnation of Danger Days, which is the one that we just played, which is the one that we just talked about, Conventional Weapons, and replaced producer Brendan O'Brien with Rob Cavallo, who worked on The Black Parade. The whole album was inspired by 80s metal bands such as Judas Priest, and this next one in particular was originally called Pam Am, named after Gerard Way's newly bought 1979 Pontiac Trans Am motorcar.
Yeah, this next one is supposed to appear on the first iteration of the Scrap album, but the band decided to try it again because they really loved the tune. So the last song they tracked in the studio, and it's a fictional metaphorical song about doing whatever you can to run away, leaving a small town for a big city, and being saved by rock and roll. On Back to Back, this is My Chemical Romance and Bulletproof Heart. Enjoy this right here on BFM 89.9.
Won't you come?
Welcome back to Back to Back with myself, Off Knitting, and Daryl Ong. This week on the show, we are going back to back into the discography of My Chemical Romance. Join us again tomorrow on the show where we go track by track into their seminal release, The Black Parade.
Yeah, but up next is a song taken from the official soundtrack of DC superhero film Watchmen in 2009. It's also a cover of a Bob Dylan song that can be found in the legendary singer-songwriter's 1965 album Highway 61 Revisited. The original comic itself featured a few quotes from Desolation Row, this next track. However, the My Chemical Romance version would be a way heavier take on the Bob Dylan original.
As opposed to the previous My Chemical Romance tracks, the band approached the recording of this song very differently, where they avoided over-tinkering and just go in the studio and record it very naturally. This next one was the very first original music that the band has ever recorded for a film, although they have been featured in post-credits and trailers before. Due to the band's very tight schedule, they would usually reject offers like this, but they couldn't pass on the chance to cover one of their favourite artists, Bob Dylan, and for a film which was one of Gerard Way's favourite works of fiction. So, taken from the Watchmen official soundtrack, this one's called Desolation Row, a Bob Dylan cover by My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should know that one, the mainstay in the My Chemical Romance setlist. That was the track Helena. I mean, like I said, definitely one of the more well-known songs made by the band and normally would close their live sets, right? This one dropped in 2005 as the third single from Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge and said to be inspired by the 1984 song Aces High by Iron Maiden and instrumental rock band The Ventures.
Despite only charting at number 11 on the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart when it first dropped, it's still considered a quintessential track and was even added in NME's 20 Greatest Goth Track List.
Goth,
yeah. The track follows the storyline of Three Cheers, where it's mainly about revenge when a guy comes back from hell to be reunited with his love. Vocalist Gerard Way decided to name the character Helena after his grandmother and dedicated the track to her after she sadly passed away. She was instrumental in his upbringing and was the one that taught him how to paint, how to draw, how to sing, and even gave him his very first car, a white van, which would prove to be very important in the band's early touring days.
That's right, this is Back to Back. One more for you this evening, while we're asking you on the program, what's your favourite My Chemical Romance tune, or what was your reaction when they announced the news that they're getting back together? You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Tomorrow on Track by Track, we'll be going track by track into one of their most popular and best-selling albums, The Black Parade. But closing us off for tonight, as with most songs, right, that My Chemical Romance put out, it normally tells a story, and this time it tells a story of a good old boy-girl love story, but the girl is already with someone else and doesn't like him enough to break up with her boyfriend for him.
Sounds like a hip-hop song, if you ask me.
Sounds like a K-pop drama. But this story was apparently inspired by Gerard Way's personal experience in high school, and the song was deemed as a breakthrough moment for the band, and the lyrics screaming, "I'm not okay," would resonate with the band's fan base and become somewhat of an anthem at their shows.
Yeah, anthem it is, for sure. At the time of the Three Cheers album, they were under the Warner Brothers, but results were mixed when they heard the album and had a lukewarm response when hearing this next track, which the band wanted to release as their lead single. They decided to give it a go, but they had very low expectations as they felt the songs were too off-center for radio. Well, they turned out to be very wrong when the track came out, became a big hit for the band, and peaked at number 4 on the Modern Rock Tracks charts. To close off Back to Back this evening, this is My Chemical Romance and I'm Not Okay, I Promise. You have been tuning in to Back to Back with myself, Daryl Ong, and
Off New Thing.
Join us again next week, only here on BFM 89.9. Good night. Down on